A friend's request.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre. I'm your prayer host for this morning. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is the Lord who reigns. He is robed in majesty and armed with all power. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, add a blessing to the introduction of his word in the name of Jesus. All right. Giving honor and praise to God, who's the head of my life, my wife, my bishop, Pastor Lenore, all those who are on our prayer line this morning, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you. In the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to get started with our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Bronson. Are you there?
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Go right ahead, sir. Let God use you.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, everybody. Our God is worthy of the praise. I get the honor of praying what's on my heart. And I think the general consensus of the psalm, even as Minister Andre quoted one this morning, is about trusting God in spite of feeling overwhelmed by circumstances. We can go on and on about how the Lord is our light and our salvation, and we have no reason to fear. There was a reason, you know, according to natural senses, to be afraid. But David trusted in God. Psalm 3. Many there be that increase that trouble me. Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be that save my soul, that there is no help for him in God. His problems were literally taunting him. But he had to remind himself that God was a shield for him and his glory and the lifter of his head. And so David feels the same way in Psalm 25. And I'd like to read through that and pray through that and then give my time back to the prayer host. Psalm 25 says, O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O God. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right and teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain, see my trouble, forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. Protect me, rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced for in you I take refuge. My integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all its troubles. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for another opportunity to run to you in our time of need. Your name is a strong tower we can run in and be safe. God, you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Lord God, we thank you for the life of David, the psalmist, the shepherd, the fighter, the commander, and the king. And just like him, we lift our souls to you. In you, O Lord, we put our trust. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in you, God. Our faith is in you. Our faith is on your word. We believe that you love us. We believe that you want the best for us. We believe that you've ordered our steps. We believe that you see our ending before the beginning. We trust in you, Lord. And we believe that you will never allow us to be disgraced, and you'll never allow us to be put to shame. Oh, my God, I trust in you. Let us not be ashamed. Let not our enemies triumph over us. Your word says, indeed, no one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. Even while things are working and they look like they're working against us, you are behind the scenes causing them to work together for our good. We believe you for a life of increasing victories. We pray, Lord God, that you will show us your ways. Teach us your path. Guide us in your truth. I pray, Lord God, that you will use every leader and resource offered by Eric Kincaid Clark Ministries to edify us toward perfection. On the prayer line, on daily bread, on evening sacrifice, I pray that you will make our path obvious. Lead us into triumph. Lead us into victory. Lead us into prosperity in every single form. Allow us to prosper even as our souls prosper. Pray, Lord God, that you will continue to break off the chains of religion and lead us into a closer fellowship with you and a closer fellowship with each other. Help us to move with the cloud. Because our hope is in you all day long. Not just as we start the day, not just as we end the day, but all day long. When we rise up, when we lay down, when we go to the city, when we go to the field, in every case, in every juncture of our life, we need you. We need you every hour, blessed Savior. So we come to you. Remember us, O Lord, according to your great mercy, your unfailing love, because they last forever. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving our sins and forgiving our rebellious ways. Thank you, Lord, for remembering us according to your unfailing love. Thank you for being good to us in spite of. We thank you for your mercy that holds back the bad that we deserve. And we thank you for your grace that gives us the good that we don't deserve. You are good and upright, God. You guide the humble in what is right and teach them your way. All your ways are loving and faithful. And according to your word, you are faithful even when we aren't, because you can't deny your word. We thank you, Lord, for the promises that you made to yourself to be good to us. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All that we needed, your hand has provided. Great is your faithfulness toward us. thank you for instructing us in your ways, God. Thank you for the promise of prosperity and land. Thank you for sharing your secrets with us as we develop relationship. Your word says the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear him. So I pray, Lord God, that you will renew a reverence for you, God, that you would renew a fear for you, God, because you are great, you are mighty, you are King of kings, you are Lord of lords. Yes, you are our Father, but you are the same God in the Old Testament that struck fear in the hearts. Help us to have that reverence for you. Bring the lightning back. Bring the fire back so that we can know you and we can fear you and we can place you on the pedestal that you deserve to be on. We can place you on the throne that you deserve to be on. You are high, you are lifted up. And the train of your robe fills the temple with glory. We want to experience your glory. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your tender mercies. But we want to experience the glory and allow that glory to mark us as we walk through this earth. Help us to focus on you instead of the tumultuous times. Keep our feet from traps, Lord. There's a psalm that says, the psalmist, he looked at the wicked too long and he began to envy them. Or he began to look at the times and the wars and the trouble and he began to feel afraid and his foot almost slipped. We thank you, Lord God, as we keep our hearts and our minds tuned towards you. You keep us from falling. You keep us from slipping. You remind us that you are the one that upholds us. Pray, Lord God, that you will turn to us and be gracious to us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver him from them all. A poor man cried to you, and you delivered him from all of his trouble. Turn to us. Incline your ear to us. Hear our prayer, God, and answer our prayer. We pray, Lord God, that you will relieve us of the troubles of our hearts. Free us from the anguish of our minds. Search us. Know our thoughts. Know what's causing the anxieties. And I pray, Lord God, once you see those things, that you will teach us a better way to live. May integrity and uprightness protect us, because all of our hope is in you, O Lord. We pray for anyone that is suffering with any type of mental anguish. And remind them, Lord God, that they can cast their cares on you because you care for us. We lay all of our troubles before your feet. And everything by prayer and supplication, we make our requests known so that we can receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. We want to allow that to guide our hearts and our minds. We don't want to make decisions based on being overwhelmed, but we want to make decisions. We want to walk every day. We want to live our lives with the peace that we don't understand, that surpasses understanding, the peace that comes from you. We thank you that we won't be ashamed. We thank you that our enemies won't triumph over us. We thank you that you are teaching us your ways so that we can walk in prosperity. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen, amen, Minister Bronson. We thank you for your prayer this morning, getting us started on our 8 a.m. prayer service. Yes, we want to be that new rebirth in our souls. Give us that peace. We can run to God this morning and asked him to forgive us of our many, many sins. Thank you, Jesus, for your great, great mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to your matchless name. For those that are just joining us, that was our own Minister Bronson. I am Minister Andre. I'm your prayer host for this morning. If anyone is interested in becoming a host or a prayer lead, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Trust God and let God use you. All right, at this time, we're going into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Pat. Are you there? Pat Leverett, are you there? 1 second. Waiting for you. Going to check. Hold on. Minister Pat, are you on the line?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you.
I'm here.
All right. We don't know what's going on with Pat this morning, but we are praying for her. Lord, help her, Lord, whatever's going on in her life, Lord. Move mightily, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All right, then. So we're going to go to our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Tracy. Are you there? Okay, we're having difficulty on this prayer line this morning. All right, Minister Tracy.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. All right, you go right ahead. You let God use you this morning. Thank you,
Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise God, for another Thursday. Thankful Thursday. Thank you, praising God, for just being so good and so kind and gracious unto us this morning. Thank you, praising God, for his grace and mercy. That's what I'll be praying on this morning. And also, I want to continue to be heavy on thanking God for everything he has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. A prayer for grace and mercy, asking God to forgive sins, providing undeserved favor, grace, and without deserving punishment, mercy, acknowledging human, sinful, and God's compassionate love. Amplified in the Psalms of Christian devotion, a common approach involving thanking God for his love, asking for cleansing for sin, and seeking his strength and guidance to live according to his word. Let us pray. A prayer for grace and mercy. Lord, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this Thursday, we want to say we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, ask you to humble us, Lord, under the mighty hand of you, God. We ask you for your abundant grace, God. Steadfast mercy, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, bountiful love that is new every morning. And for your unfailing compassion that we do not deserve. Lord, in our weakness and sinfulness, Lord, we are asking for your forgiveness and cleaning. You know, Lord Jesus, our shortcomings and our struggles. And I pray that we will blot out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Your word teaches us that mercy is not a punishment, what is deserved, and grace is blessing the undeserving. Lord, I pray that we would extend your mercy, that you would extend your mercy to us, Lord. Deliver us from the consequences of our actions. Bestow your undeserving grace upon our lives. Help us, Lord, as your vessels, Lord. Lord, that you would continue to show us mercy and love and that we would show it to others. That we would reflect your kindness, Lord. And we would show unto, Lord, not just others, but ourselves as well, God. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love and for the hope you provide. Lord, we trust in your ability to sustain us, Lord. As we go through every challenge in our life, Lord, as you guide us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in our patterns of life, Lord Jesus. Bless us on this day, Lord, as your servants and as your peoples of God, Lord Jesus, that you continue to work, Lord, your grace within us as the Holy Spirit, God. Fill us, Lord Jesus, fresh us with your power of your spirit for greatness, God. Lord, let your grace sustain us from those everyday trials and lead us in righteousness, God. Fill our hearts with gratitude for your unending love, Jesus. Oh, God, bless us on this morning, God, like never before, God, that we, Lord Jesus, as your servants, God, that we rest in your grace, we rest in your mercy, God. As Hebrews 4:16 said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, God. Oh, God, we need you, God. We need that grace. We need that mercy, God. And we know only you can provide it for us each and every day, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, and praise you for, God, no matter what our circumstance look like, God, or our life is giving us, God. Oh, God, by you, God, because it's, we deserve, Lord, you deserve for us to love, Lord, you above all things. Lord, your work, Lord, transformation unto your image, God. And therefore also, Lord, difficult circumstances to enter our lives, sometimes as a season and sometimes permanently, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray, God. We ask you right now, Lord, to save us from our sins, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for having made us holy through sacrifice of your body once and for all. We no longer have to bring sacrifice, burnt offering, and sin offerings because of your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we want to thank you, Lord, and give an example of God's grace in everyday life, including undeserving blessings like the sun and the rain, the ability to overcome challenges, receiving kindness from others, and performing acts of kindness, forgiving, compassion towards those who do not deserve it. Grace is seen in moments of unexpected provision, divine protection from human, and the inner guidance of the Holy Spirit that lead us to acts of love and gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for your natural blessings, that daily provision of things like the rain and the sunshine that sustain life and are not earning. Oh, God, thank you for prosperity and health, receiving good health, opportunities, and general well-being, even when one have not earned them. Lord, thank you for restraining us from sin. God, restrain us from the fullness of dominant of sin in the world, allowing for, Lord, related peace and order, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, your divine protections you give us, God. Oh, God, we experience your protection from harm or misfortune, God, such as a safe journey or avoiding accidents, which is seen as God's protection. Lord, you give us an unexpected provision where prayers are answered beyond expectations or needs are met through peoples around us, which demonstrate God's provision. Lord, you give us your spiritual guidance, the inner work of the Holy Spirit, leading individuals to overcome fear, acting with love, and feel a deep sense of gratitude for God's presence. Lord Jesus, you show us the kindness to unkind peoples, react to unkindness and kindness, even when it's not deserved, which is an act of extending God's grace, forgiving others. God, you allow us to forgive others, someone who has wronged us, Lord. Mirror the unforgiveness, receiving from God and restoring relationships, practicing compassion. Oh, God, help us to practice compassion, showing understanding and empathy towards others, even when they fall short of having negative, Lord, traits. Offering help. Take the time and effort to help someone in need, even when it's easy to just ignore them. Oh, God, we speak in kindness words, offering comforts of encouraging words to others, making them feel seen and as valuable, God, unto you, God. Oh, God, we just praise you and we magnify you, Lord. We just love you and we just adore you, God. We just thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for being an awesome God. We thank you for being a wonderful Savior. Oh, God, I love you and I praise you and I lift you up, God. I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Saints, I have a short testimony this morning to give. I just want to thank and praise God for his grace and mercy. I want to thank and praise God for his healing mercy. I want to thank and praise God over the weekend. Oh, God, my 8-month-old grandson, St. Enoch, Lord, he was fighting fevers and temperature. He's teething really bad, and he would just continue to be hot. His fever kept going up. In the midst of him being sick, his mother catched COVID. So my son had to go to work, and I took upon myself to go ahead and get him. He said, "Mom, I will be able to have to go to work." I said, "Yes, you can go to work, and I'll keep him." He said, "Mom, that's not too much on you. Besides, you got granddad and my other daughter." I said, "Not at all." And I just want to thank and praise God in the midst of being saved and knowing God, no matter what tests and trials come our way, God brings the word back to us. In spite of the enemy trying to fight us with that word, and that's what he tried to do with my grandson. And he just kept on getting hot. My son said, "Well, Mama, maybe we have to take him to the emergency room." I said, "No, let's just try some Pedialyte in the name of Jesus." And I began to pray the prayer of faith. I began to lay my hands and anoint my grandson in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like my son John told me when I went to the hospital, "You messing with the wrong grandchild," in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I come before you and I ask the Lord. I said, "By your stripes, he's healed, God." And I command healing over his body. And I want to thank and praise God. He went through that Friday. He went through that Saturday. But since 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus, the fever broke. Hallelujah. He was being able to eat. He was throwing up everything. He could hold nothing down. But I thank and praise God for that power of prayer. I did not stop. I did not give up. Even though the end was letting me know, "No, you need to go to the emergency room." I said, "No, I need to have faith and believe God for this situation." And I thank and I praise God that he's healed. He's doing fine. He's eating normal. He's laughing and he's playing. God is just so good to us, saints. Continue to hold on to God, hold on to his faith and his grace and mercy. I thank God and I praise God for the opportunity to pray this morning, the opportunity to give this testimony, and each and every one be blessed. I turn this back over to the hands of Minister Andre in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We thank you for that powerful testimony. We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We thank you for exercising your faith in the Lord and him giving you that breakthrough early Sunday morning in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to, this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Sister Pat. We know you're on the line now. You are supposed to be a prayer lead today. If you can come in as a prayer lead after I give the announcements, we will introduce you as a prayer lead. Thank you.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Okay, okay, God bless you. All right. All right. Thank you, Jesus. This is our halfway point. And some of you may have to leave. We understand that. And we're asking if you can sow a seed at this time. You can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the GIVE. That's GIVE at 216-446-1209. That's GIVE. 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org and give your offering there and put in your prayer request. All righty. This is our believer's declaration. Someone needs to mute their line. This is our believer's declaration. It reads as follows. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, at this time, we're going to introduce our own Minister Pat. Are you ready?
Yes.
Amen. You go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry for being late, you guys. I just thank you, Lord. My topic is whatever you feel like, whatever is on your mind, not whatever you feel like. I'm sorry. And I'm going to pray on sickness and different things. thank God for Jesus. He is our healer, our deliverer. And we just thank you and praise you, God, for being our healer, our deliverer. And I pray, God, and intercede, God, for the whole world, Lord, every sickness, every disease, strongholds, yokes, burdens. Thank you, God, for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. Thank you, God, for healing every sickness and disease, God. Lord, I pray, God, for cancer patient, God. Lord, that you breathe on every plant, God, that our Heavenly Father did not plant, is uprooted from the root. In the mighty name of Jesus, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, in Jesus' name. Jesus, our doctor, and he healeth all our sickness and diseases. Thank God for Jesus. Breathe on him, God, the breath of life. Breathe on him, God, the fire of God, and let it root out, Lord, every evil kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe on them, God, the breath of life. Thank God for Jesus. He is our doctor. In the sick room. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I pray, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for being a healer and deliverer. Every type of cancer, God. Every stage of cancer, God. Rapid cancer, God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being the healer, the deliverer. You are our doctor. Thank you, Lord, for being our doctor in the sick room. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. Raise them up, Lord. Breathe on them, the fire of God, and let it root out every evil kingdom. And he writes all our prescriptions. Thank God for Jesus. I pray, God, every hospice patient, God, I dispatch the angels of God to encamp all around about them, Lord. Minister, Lord, heal into every part of their body, God. No matter what the sickness or disease is, Lord, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is our healer, our deliverer, and he never lost a kiss. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Breathe on him, God, the breath of life, the fire of God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing him, God. Lord, let them be, let it be like he did with Hezekiah, God, that he turned his face to the wall and prayed, and you would send him 15 years to the life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Every COVID-19 patient, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God. The blood that heals all our sickness and diseases, God. Every organ patient, God. Thank you, Lord, for healing every organ, God. No matter what the sickness or disease is, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, our healer, our deliverer. Lord, deliver them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being the healer, the deliverer. Transformers, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray, God, for all the medical workers, God. Everyone in the medical field, God. Everyone in the hospital of God, every worker, God. Thank you, Lord. Let them minister, God, to the workers, to the patients, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. We pray, God, let the word of God, the fire of God, the power of God, come down in the mighty name of Jesus. In your prayers, Lord, your people heal, deliver, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray, God, for your work of the leaders all over the world, Lord. Lord, let them lead, Lord, with the spirit of the Lord, God. Pour out your spirit, God, in all our leaders, Lord, all over the world, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, the government workers, God, the ministers, God. Let them lead by your spirit, God. The government is up on your shoulder, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray, God. Thank God for Jesus. Unto us a son was born. Unto us a son was given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, Lord, and his name shall be called Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank God for Jesus. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord. Open up, Lord, the windows of heaven and pour our blessing, Lord, that there's not room enough to receive, Lord. Send down, Lord, your latter rain, your early rain, your former rain.
Lord, let it rain on us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Heals, I am ever what you need. He's more than enough. He's more than the whole world against us. Lord, let us take a stand for Jesus. Lord, let us stand, Lord. If we have to stand, God, all by ourselves, Lord, let us proclaim, Lord, the word of the Lord God over our life, Lord. Jesus is Lord. Whether we know it or not, he's still Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, I pray, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is our lawyer in the courtroom. Thank God for Jesus. Yay, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Increase, Lord. In every area of our life, Lord, increase, Lord, in our health, Lord, in wealth, Lord, in the word, God, in faith, God, in our relationship, Lord, increase, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Increase our borders, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We cannot fail with the word of the Lord God. The word of the Lord God, alive and activated. Filled with power and demonstration. Thank God for Jesus. Yay, hallelujah, hallelujah. We cannot fail with the word of the Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We triumph in you, Christ Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. That God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and a love and a sound mind. And we take God of a rightful place in you, Almighty God, and bind up the enemy on every hand and send them back to the pit of hell where he came from in Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. That causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. Lord, that we have our waist girded up with truth. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I turn it back over to the prayer lead.
Amen. Amen, Minister Pat. I thank you for pouring out your soul in your prayer. I pray that we were leaning in and in touching and agreeing with her, that the Lord breathe on us this morning. We thank God for breathing on us this morning. We thank God for his blood. We thank God that we can lift him up this morning in the name of Jesus. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And we thank him for drawing us together on one accord on this prayer line this morning. I am Minister Andre. I am your last prayer lead at this time. We're going to look at the book of Matthew's, the 4th chapter, getting at the first verse, reading to the 4th. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctify their hearts and minds, all those that believe. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for being our defender. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one that is fighting our battles this morning. Thank you for the victory on this prayer line this morning. Thank you for our prayer leads, Lord, leading us up to you, Lord, their intercession in our behalf. We thank you, Lord, that we as your people can fight with your word. We can fight the enemy. We can fight the devil with your word that you've given us to fight with, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us not to act independent of your word this morning, Lord. We surrender our wills and our minds to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can overcome the temptations of our enemies this morning, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Strengthen our flesh, Lord, when it's weak. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to fast. Help us to pray. And above all, help us to listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. When we are hungry for things of this world, send your angels to minister and food and feed us the food of your kingdom, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our wives and all the women. But I am praying for more men to give their lives to serving you. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Raise up your men, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to stand and occupy. Fill the gaps that's missing, Lord Jesus. Send more men to pray on the prayer line, Lord. We need you, Jesus, to touch their hearts, Lord. Wake them up, stir them up, fill them, Lord. Give them repentance, Lord Jesus, where we're falling short. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Lord, we are praying for all the mass shootings that's taking place in our countries, Lord. We are praying for all the families who've lost loved ones, Lord, in these shootings, Lord. All over the world, Lord, all the murder that's going on everywhere, Lord. We're praying, Lord Jesus, that you put a siege to it, Lord. Bring it to an end, Lord Jesus, as only you can stop it, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we ask that you watch over those that are on vacation, Lord. Help them be aware of the surroundings, Lord. What's going on in the world today, Lord Jesus? On those beaches, Lord. Help them to heed the warnings, Lord Jesus, of the rip currents that's killing so many people, Lord, that's going on vacations, Lord, that's on the beaches, Lord. Help them to read the signs, Lord. We're praying for the family, Lord, the six kids who lost their mother and their father in a rip current because they didn't read the signs. They didn't pay attention to the red flag, Lord. Help us to pay attention, Jesus. Help us not to take those signs for granted, Lord, that you put in our lives, Lord, the warnings, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We are praying for those that have been in all kind of accidents, man, on land, in the air, and in the sea. We are praying for our government, especially the political violence that's going on in America, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you put forgiveness in people's hearts, Lord. The hearts of many have waxed cold, Lord Jesus. You said in the last days that would happen, Lord Jesus. But we ask that you put forgiveness in people's hearts. Put forgiveness in our president's heart, Lord. Don't let him keep seeking revenge, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, break his heart, Lord Jesus. Turn his mind towards you. Turn his heart towards you. Put forgiveness there, Lord, where he wants to have revenge on everybody that's not approving of him, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those that are on this prayer line this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you intercede in their behalf, Lord. Everything, Lord Jesus, that they need, meet their needs, Lord Jesus. As only you can. You're the one that knows what we're going through, Lord. You know the burdens that each and every one of us carry, Lord. Thank you for being a personal God today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for touching us, Lord. Thank you for giving us what we need to have to go through the day. Lord, we thank you for the daily bread that's coming forth right after this prayer, Lord. Help us to be connected, Lord. Help us to get the good word this morning. Help us to stay hungry for you, Jesus. Help us to keep chasing after you, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord Jesus. We lift up your name this morning, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus, and give you glory and honor, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Leading God is by your spirit, Lord. Watch over our children, our loved ones as they go to school. Protect them from any harm and danger, Jesus. Any predators, Lord. Any sexual predators that's out there. Lord, there's so much going on in this world, Lord Jesus. So much crime is being committed, Lord Jesus. So much lawlessness, Lord Jesus. But you are our rock, Lord. You are our shield, Lord. You are our fortress, Lord Jesus. And we run to you this morning. We come boldly to your throne of grace, Lord. And we thank you for your great grace and your great mercy, being rich in mercy, Lord. We thank you for it today, Lord. We don't know where we would be without you today, Lord Jesus. But we thank you that we don't have to be without you, Lord. We thank you for the new birth of being born again, being baptized in your wonderful name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us repentant hearts today, Lord, given us a mind to want to live for you. We thank you, Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you bless Bishop Eric Kincaid Quant and his ministry. We ask that you bless his wife, Pastor Lenora Clark. We ask that you bless all the pastors, all the elders, ministers, the mothers. We ask that you bless our prayer list, those that are on our prayer list, all the mothers, all those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, all those that are in the nursing homes and in the prison, behind prison walls, Lord. Reach out to them, Lord Jesus. Touch them where they are, Lord. Meet their needs, Lord Jesus. And bring deliverance, Lord, to those that may be caught up in drugs and alcohol. Riotous living, Lord Jesus. You know what each and every one of their weaknesses are, Lord. Help them to cast their cares on you, Jesus. We need deliverance, Lord Jesus, from this evil world, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our deliverer this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can lift you up in one accord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can touch and agree on anything, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we're touching and agreeing right now. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Bless your people, Jesus, this morning. Bless the mothers again, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the women. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them this morning. We thank you for their support, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Give those that want husbands good husbands, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for sending the men, Lord. Thank you for hearing our cry this morning, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Yes, Lord, we praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Glory
to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you all.
You're worthy, Jesus.
I love
you. Thank you. All right, everyone, we're going to get ready to go into our daily bread with Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, and we would just ask you to remember what Deuteronomy 12 and 19 says, take heed of thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and I will pay my tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. All right. God
Amen.
Bless everyone.
Amen.
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 Y'all have
Amen.
A great day. Be safe.
Everybody
now.
Have a wonderful day. Love you guys.
Everybody have you. You too,
Amen.
Sister LaWanda. Amen. Hey, brother. Minister Andre.
Hey, sister. God bless.
God bless. God bless everybody.